Infinite blue of a star-studded sky comes a voice from out of nowhere, plaintive and searching, living in a reverie of the past. Dreams, maybe our dreams from out of nowhere.
I'll always wait for your return out of hoping you'll bring your love to me.
The voice of Dolores.
If I had my way, dear, forever there'd be a garden of roses for you and for me, a thousand and one things, dear, I would do just for you, just for you. If I had my way, dear, we'd never grow old, and sunshine I'd bring every day. You would reign all alone, like a king on a throne. If I had my way.
You have heard her. Now meet Dolores in person.
Hello, everyone. Well, this is 1951, and the holidays are over. However, I'm still receiving a few tardy greeting cards. I received one yesterday. It was in the form of a calendar. Nothing elaborate, just an ordinary desk-sized commercial calendar. Yet, as I carelessly riffled through its pages, it came to represent something more than a bit of inanimate printing. It slowly came to represent everything the coming year held in store. It was 1951 itself. Every joy, every sorrow, sob, and song lay within the little squares of each designated day. And without thinking, I turned to June 12th. That's a day we used to celebrate together. And the day he received his first raise. What fun we had planning what we'd do with that extra money. But I guess we'll have to wait now. Till we meet again. Smile a while. You kissed me, sad adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dear, every each night for me. It won't be too long. I know it won't, because with the little calendar, I'll mark off each day of lonesomeness. And with each day spent, I shall try to improve myself. I want him to be proud of me. As proud of me as the day he was when he introduced me to his mother. I was as nervous as could be as we walked up the front steps of his home. But he gently placed his comforting arms around my shoulders and whispered, "She'll love you, darling, just like I do." You know, those words of his love have carried me through many faltering phases since then. Whenever I'm not sure of myself, I always like to remember the loving assurance that he has always given me. Remember the night you said, "I love you." Remember, you vowed by all the stars above you. Remember, we found a lonely spot, and after I learned to care a lot, you promised that you'd forget me not. But you forgot to remember. You'd
forget me not, but you forgot to remember.
Well, Dolores, it's the old man interrupter again. It seems like each time you're doing a beautiful job of reminiscing, I come along and interrupt.
Why, John, I'm glad you do. After all, there is a limit to everything, even to these visits, and I love them.
Well, speaking of love, Gilder wrote one about what love meant to him. Not from the whole wide world I choose thee, sweetheart, light of the land and sea. The wide, wide world could not enclose thee, for thou art the whole wide world to me.
Thank you, John.
I never knew that roses grew, or if skies were blue or gray. I never knew when breezes blew what a summer breeze could say. I never knew that dreams came true and took your care away. I never knew what love could do until I met you today.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.